I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Here's a look at the basketball schedule tonight. Girls basketball has Fenimore at Cuba City, Mineral Point at Iowa Grand, Boscobel at Southwestern, and Riverdale at Darlington. New Lisbon at Hillsboro and the Scenic Bluffs, and Brookwood at Bangor. DeSoto is at North Crawford, and Lafarge at Seneca among the games. Boys basketball, River Ridge at Highland, Westfield at Mauston, Wisconsin Dells at Adams Friendship. Boys basketball with a Dodgeville matchup at Platteville tonight. The Richland Center Hornets are on the road at Lancaster, and Prairie du Chien is at River Valley. That's our next featured local broadcast coming up tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Friday night, Richland Center High School will honor its girls basketball past. During halftime of the Hornets versus River Valley girls basketball game, the 2002-2003 state qualifying team and the 2003-2004 state runner-up team will be recognized. Members of those teams are invited to attend the special recognition. For questions and further information, contact Michelle Keller. Well, getting on toward this weekend, there are quite a few wrestling events, and a big one in the area that's an annual event, although it was called off last year, the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational. It'll be held Saturday in two gymnasiums at Weston High School. There'll be 14 teams in the field. Also of note, this weekend, 12 individuals will be inducted in an event that was also canceled a year ago, so this will be actually the first class in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. The members will include Weston's initial state qualifier, Lyle Wiles, from the class of 1963, who wrestled at state as both a junior and senior for the Silver Eagles. Ithaca's first state qualifier, Jim Brickle, from the class of 1965, who wrestled at 112 as a junior in the 1964 state meet for the Bulldogs. Ithaca's first state champion, Mark Fosterling, from the class of 1982, who was a four-time state qualifier, two-time state champion, and three-time state finalist, who amassed a career record of 107-6. Weston's first state champion, Sam Brandt, from the class of 2008, who was a two-time state qualifier and took first place at 152 as a senior. Don Willis, from the class of 1966, who wrestled as a senior 133-pounder at state for the Bulldogs. Lightweight John Sumwalt, from Ithaca's class of 1969, who wrestled at state as a 95-pound sophomore in 1967. Fellow lightweight Bob Lewis from Weston, who wrestled as a 95-pounder in the 1969 state tournament. Also in the 1969 state meet, Weston's Donald Koenig placed sixth at 175 pounds for the Silver Eagles. Ithaca's Bill Larson is being inducted into the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. He was the Bulldogs' first state place winner at 185 pounds in 1970. John Fosterling is also being honored for being Ithaca's first two-time state qualifier, competing at state in 1972 and 73. Two coaches will be honored with their induction. Steve Waterman piloted the Ithaca Bulldogs for five seasons in the formative years from 1964 through 1969. And Jim Allball will be inducted also, having coached at Ithaca from 1969 through 74, during which time his teams posted a dual meet record of 66-12-2. He went on to a distinguished coaching career at UWC Richland and later at Shawano High School. He is already a member of the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor and in 2012 was inducted into the George Martin Wrestling Hall of Fame. Again, those 12 individuals will be inducted officially on Saturday at the Ithaca Weston Tournament, and that'll be just prior to the championship finals at Weston Schools. There is wrasling tonight. Richland Center hosts DeSoto in a match which will get underway at 7 o'clock. The Dodgeville Quad is happening. Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, Dodgeville, Lancaster, and Viroqua will square off tonight in Dodgeville. And New Lisbon hosts a triangular with Cambridge and Royal Waniwak Center. Bowling scores from the Merchants League. Series High, Walsh's Ace Hardware at 28-14. Jones Chevrolet, 27.99. Good enough with a 27.82. Walsh's Ace Hardware, a 10-25 game. Granite Valley, 9.73. And good enough, a 9.63. Top series, Jeff Seckman, a 7.10. Greg Shep, a 6.58. Wyatt Detweiler, a 6.54. Top game, Jeff Seckman, a 2.90. Greg Shep, a 2.47. Wyatt Detweiler had a 2.41 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Bucks picked up a win last night. Good defense and 62% field goal shooting combined for another one-sided Bucks victory. Damian Lillard scored 30 points, and Giannis Antetokounmpo had another double-double with 26 points and 11 rebounds as Milwaukee thumped the Orlando Magic 122-93. It was the second straight rout for Coach Doc Rivers' team after the 34-point loss to the Knicks. The Bucks came out of the gate strong and built a 21-point lead at halftime. They hit 58% on three-pointers. Damian Lillard and the team are now looking at the second part of the season after reaching the halfway point.
I mean, I think you're always aware of it. I think my entire career I've always been looking for that game 41. Like, you know, you're at the halfway mark, and you're looking at the schedule to see, you know, what's left, where the team is, what needs to change, you know, the things we need to be better at. And you're looking at the standings, all of those things, you know, at that halfway point.
Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
No, we just played them, so that helped us in the back-to-back for preparation's sake. So I thought our guys had an unbelievable focus, you know, tonight. You could feel it before the game. That doesn't mean you're going to play well, but they did. You could just feel it.
Milwaukee is at home again Friday when the Toronto Raptors show up for the game. In other games, last night in the NBA, New York won in overtime over Philadelphia, 125-119. Toronto 110, Boston 97, Atlanta 110, Chicago 94. Memphis 129, San Antonio 115. New Orleans 119, Dallas 116. Houston 128, Denver 108, Charlotte 117, Utah 112. The Lakers 117, Miami 108, Golden State 116, Minnesota 115, and the Clippers over Brooklyn 126-67. Purdue beat Washington 69-58 in men's college basketball, and Michigan State over Penn State 90-85. In state college basketball last night, Platteville over Eau Claire 79-68, Whitewater 59, Oshkosh 56, Stevens Point 55, River Falls 53, La Crosse 84-77 against Stout. Badger record-setting running back Monte Ball is a class of 2025 inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame. The announcement was made on ESPN yesterday. Ball tied Barry Sanders' record with 39 touchdowns in a season, and during his time playing football for Wisconsin, he set records for total career touchdowns with 83 and career rushing touchdowns with 77. He currently works as a clinical outreach ambassador and recovery coach. Ball gives public addresses concerning his battles with alcoholism, anxiety, and depression. And in his first season as defensive coordinator for the Packers, Jeff Hafley put together a unit rated fourth in the NFL. That defense was rated 24th the previous season. The New York Jets have asked permission to interview him for the team's head coaching job. Previously, the Jets interviewed Packer Executive Vice President of Player Personnel, John Eric Sullivan, for general manager. Sports Illustrated reports Hafley will be the 11th candidate New York has interviewed for the position. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.